There was once a time when horses and carriages ruled the roads, and in those days, before the automobile, the types, sizes, and uses of horse-drawn vehicles was quite diverse. One company in Wisconsin was an important builder of those vehicles, and when cars came along, the business closed, but what they produced is far from forgotten. The story is next on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Wesley Young was the grandson of Jacob Young, and if you know what Jacob did for a living, well, you'll know why you can find this amazing collection here in Greenbush, Wisconsin today.
Jacob Young was a German immigrant who arrived in Sheboygan in 1855 and went right to work in a wagon works, and he ended up owning that and renamed it the Young Carriage Company.
And that company manufactured carriages from 1855 to 1917. But as Bridget Zilke explains, that's where the story of Jacob's grandson, Wesley, comes in.
He was able to be in the carriage factory when he was a young man and really enjoyed working with his father and his uncles. However, the advent of the automobile happened, and he unfortunately wasn't able to become the artisan that he had hoped to be.
So Wesley was not able to build carriages as he had perhaps hoped. There was simply no longer a great need now that there were cars taking over the roads in place of horses and carriages. But Wesley truly loved his family's business, even if that business would eventually close as demand ceased.
When he had some disposable income, he started purchasing and restoring the vehicles that his family, his relatives, had built.
And he subsequently gifted those many carriages to the Wisconsin Historical Society so they could be displayed. A great collection of items, from everyday buggies to luxurious coaches and commercial vehicles, all produced by his family.
There's more than 70 vehicles on display, and they are all painstakingly restored and quite lovely.
The collection is at the Wade House Historic Site. Of course, there is the Wade House, which is quite a story in its own right. And that's next time as we travel the countryside in Greenbush, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCray.